The Montgomery, Alabama bus that was the setting for Rosa Parks' historic refusal to give up her seat is now enshrined at the Henry Ford Museum in Dearborn. Visitors ranging from the tiniest child to President Barack Obama have sat in that bus seat reflecting on the woman and the act. Stateside's Emily Fox visited the Henry Ford Museum, talking with visitors and with the museum's Christian Overland.
We're standing inside with Liberty Justice for All exhibition inside Henry Ford Museum, and we're standing next to the most significant artifact and icon of the Civil Rights Movement, and that's Rosa Parks' bus. Rosa Parks' bus, it's a General Motors bus that was built in Flint, Michigan. It's number 2857, and it's the bus in which she sat down on December 1st, 1955, and then she stood up for everybody's rights by sitting down. I mean, it's an artifact that people actually can get into, too. You can actually sit in Rosa Parks' chair, the bus seat, and hear her story from her own words.
Let's get on the bus. We're holding everybody up.
The time had just come when I had been pushed as far as I could stand to be pushed, I suppose. I had decided that I would have to know once and for all what rights I had as a human being and a citizen, even in Montgomery, Alabama.
Rosa Parks has shown us how to start our journey. We had a lot more work to do to assure our civil rights and to enjoy the full expression of freedom.
And we have to remember that we can't take things for granted. We don't want to go back to where we were.
Racism is still alive today. In my lifetime, as I went as a kid, I went into the gas stations and saw the white and black and asked my dad, "What's that about?" I grew up in Lansing, Michigan, and we would go to Texas every year, and so as we got down to the South, that's what we would see. When people do something, they don't realize how important it is. If she hadn't done it, we have no idea what would have happened. But she didn't realize it was a big deal. She was just doing what she thought was right, period.
That was a big movement that day when it started everything, you know, the civil rights movement, everything.
In that terrible segregation.
Rosa Parks, she stood up when other people weren't standing up.
It's a blessing that she stood up for, like, black history and gave us the rights to get in front of the bus. So I just want to thank her, and it's a blessing.
I would just thank her for everything that she did. She's definitely monumental.
I would say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
And that was prepared by Emily Fox. Here at Stateside, we always want to hear from you. What stories do you want to hear more about? What people do you want us to profile? Let us know. Find us online at michiganradio.org. You can click on the link that says Stateside. And we're on Facebook. Search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. And, of course, we're on Twitter at Stateside Radio.